Welcome to Living the Messiah's Love. I'm your host, Kamisha Lucier, and I'm so glad that we are together again. I hope that you put that time off that we had last weekend to good use and that you have been caught up in the things in the Word of God and caught up on the episodes that we've done thus far, and that you're putting into practice the Word of God and the strategies that we're learning. So welcome back. I'm glad you're here. Welcome, my love. I'm glad you're here as well.
Thank you, honey. It's good to be here.
Amen. I'm always glad that you take this time to spend with us as we undertake this journey that the Lord has sent us on. I'm always appreciative of your help.
It's all the Lord.
Amen. Before we get into this episode, my love, will you open us up in prayer?
Absolutely. Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for who you are and the opportunity you have given us as to be your sons and daughters, Lord. We thank you. Lord, we welcome you into this place in your Holy Spirit to teach us, to lead us, to guide us in all truth, to train us up to be your warriors for your end time harvest, to bring in your end time harvest, Lord. We thank you because we know we can't do it in and of ourselves, because it's not done by might or power, but by your Spirit. Yes. So we thank you, Lord, for you and who you are, and for your Holy Spirit, Lord, which not only trains us up, but tells us of things to come, so that we can not only hear your word, but then go do it. Lord, we thank you for the power and the authority that you have given us to bring forth your will on earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, we come against the hand of the enemy right now, and we bind him and rebuke him in the almighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of offense, and we rebuke that and cast it out in the name of Jesus. It has no power nor authority, but it must leave. It must cast down every weapon that it has attempted to form against your people in the almighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and praise you, considering it done. In the almighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord, thank
you. Amen.
In Jesus' almighty name, amen. All right. So I think we are just about at the place where we're going to close out the warfare part of our basic training series. And the Holy Spirit reminded me of something that I had not shared with you yet. So we're going to get into that today. Let's see. I'm going to pull a fast one on you, honey, and a switcheroo. We're going to look at Psalm 144.
Okay. All right.
And
starting in what verse, honey?
Let's start with verse one, and then
I'll just keep reading. You tell me when to stop. How about that?
All right. That sounds good. Thank you, honey.
So, blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle, my loving kindness and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. O Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him? Or the son of man that you think of him? Man is like a mere breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bow your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains that they may smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them. Send out your arrows and confuse them. Stretch forth your hand from on high. Rescue me and deliver me out of great waters, out of the hand of aliens, whose mouth speaks deceit, and whose right hand is a hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, O God, upon a harp of 10 strings. I will sing praises to you, who gives salvation to kings, who rescues David, his servant, from the evil sword. Rescue me and deliver me out of the hand of aliens, whose mouth speaks deceit, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, my love. So, just back to verse one. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. We've taken great length to go through each of these parts of warfare to understand That is, the power is vested in the name of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And the chain of command causes us to be submitted to him and allow him to work on our behalf. But, and we must apply the things that he's already made readily available to us. So I know in the psalm that we read, you know, David was like, come do this for me. But Jesus said, I gave you my name. He gave us his name. He gave us his power that's vested in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, go and do these things in his name. And in Revelation, we know that we have the word of our testimony and the blood of Jesus Christ that causes us to overcome everything. Now, David didn't have the fullness of the revelation of the blood of Jesus Christ that we have. So we know when we read those scriptures, what the call is for us to take up the weapons that God has given us and to stand in the place that he's already prepared and paved the way for us to stand in and to fully occupy every territory, every layer, every boundary that he's given us. So we're going to talk about a component that we haven't talked about yet, which is using our authority concerning the weather.
Amen.
So we're going to look at two springboard scriptures today, Matthew chapter 8, and then we're going to look at Luke chapter 8.
All right, so let's look at Matthew chapter 8. We'll begin in verse 23. It says, when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being covered with the waves. But Jesus himself was asleep. And they came to him and woke him, saying, save us, Lord, we are perishing. He said to them, why are you afraid, you men of little faith? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and it became perfectly calm. The men were amazed and said, what kind of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?
Mm-hmm. Now, can you go back up to verse 21 and read that for me as well?
Yes, it says, another of the disciples said to him, Lord, permit me first to go and bury my father.
22 as well.
But Jesus said to him, follow me and allow the dead to bury their own dead.
Okay. Thank you, my love. Mm-hmm. So when we put these together, you see people who were called to be focused and diligent on the things of God who were distracted by other activities.
And, absolutely.
I mean, in the natural, you'd say, well, what's more important than your parents, right? From a natural standpoint, I think we all would have that same kind of reaction or response.
Right, trying to fulfill the law, right? And honor your father and mother and all that. Oh, okay, yep. And in the natural, it makes sense.
Amen. And doing what we think or what seems right and important in the season, in the moment. But there's a higher thing that the Lord indicates. He says, follow me. Let the dead bury their own dead. I mean, get your eyes focused on what's at hand in the Father's eyes. And we've talked a great deal about that as his warriors. And then they went and got in the boat, and the Lord went to sleep. He rested. He entered into the Lord's rest. He always walked about in the rest of the Father. He was not tedious or toiling about anything. And he always was in perfect alignment with the Father. But look at what happened with the disciples. They had an instruction from the Lord, and they thought, okay, I'm following this particular pathway with you, Lord. The Lord goes to sleep and it looks maybe like the Lord isn't watching. And the winds and the waves get boisterous and they become afraid. And the Lord's response to them is interesting because he expected them to take this dominion and authority over the weather. Mm-hmm. Even though they hadn't had a formal class on it yet.
Right.
Where would they have gotten this from? I mean, you can look back in the Old Testament and see where the sun stood still when Joshua was fighting, or when the clock went back for Hezekiah, you know, when he got an extension to his life, and go, they should have known or been familiar with this concept. But his reaction to them was like, what are you doing?
How do you not understand this? Mm-hmm. And I'll give you another example. How about with Elisha? Mm-hmm. Right, and Elisha's up on Mount Carmel, and there's 850 prophets, right? 450 mm-hmm. prophets mm-hmm. of Baal and 400 of Asherah. And what were they doing? All the stuff to try to work everything. What would Elijah, say? Oh, exactly almost what we're reading here, right? Maybe he's sleeping. Maybe he's on a vacation, right?
Like they're false.
Right, exactly.
Idols that they were worshiping.
But they were trying to work themselves up in order to, you know, stir something up. Now, yes, that was demonic,
mm-hmm.
but you have a similar mindset here. They became afraid. They realize, hey, that what's happening is beyond our control. Where Jesus is just perfectly calm and just says, hey, like, understand this. Like, mm-hmm. and we're talking about something right in the example I brought up that's way in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is like other people that don't worship the Lord clearly understand this. How do you, who worship the true and living God, not understand the authority that you have?
Or at least they thought they understood, but Elijah.
Well, right. It was misguided, yes.
Pray for rain and to wait for the rain.
Exactly.
Right? All guided by Holy Spirit, but still the concept had been introduced to them.
Exactly.
In some way, shape, or form. Let's take a look at Luke chapter 8, verses. Let's see. We're going to start at verse 20 and read through 25.
Verse 20. And it was reported to him, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, wishing to see you. But he answered and said to them, my mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it. Now, on one of those days, Jesus and his disciples got into the boat. And he said to them, let us go over to the other side of the lake. So they launched out. But as they were sailing along, he fell asleep, and a fierce gale of wind descended on the lake, and they began to be swamped and to be in danger. They came to Jesus and woke him up, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. And he got up and rebuked the wind and the surging waves, and they stopped, and it became calm. And he said to them, where is your faith? They were fearful and amazed, saying to one another, who is this that he commands even the wind and the water, and they obey him?
Amen. So similar setup and scenarios last time. There were people who were looking one direction in the natural, and the Lord was looking a different direction in the spiritual that was governing the natural. And we don't want to miss focus on this and start going, wow, Jesus was so amazing. He is amazing.
Absolutely.
He is wonderful. And his response is what we're looking at, because we are finely trained warriors of God. We are fine-tuned warriors of God who walk in the Holy Spirit, and we are moving along with him. So our eyes need to focus on his response and his reaction, not just the miraculous circumstance that went around it or how the disciples responded to the miracle that it seemed like Jesus carried out.
Amen.
So the Lord's reaction to things tells us so much about what his expectations are, but also what our expectation and our trajectory should be. Going back to our springboard scripture in Matthew, we understand that the tumult that arose using the masquerade of weather is a demonic spirit.
Absolutely.
And also, we are going to couple that and bring it together with what we saw in the example that you brought up with Elijah,
uh-huh.
is we have the right to command the weather, right? That's why the Lord had that kind of like, what do you mean? Where's your faith? Like, no, not that he smacks his teeth, but you know, the surprise, if you will, and dismay, displeasure, that
right.
they weren't actively walking in what they should have been walking in. And if you look at this, this is relatively early and the ministry
mm-hmm.
of the Lord and the Messiah, and he had an expectation that they would know what to do. That's because it was available to them. So likewise, it's available to us. Now, as we are exercising our faith and we're getting confident and comfortable using the weapons of our warfare, the things that God has already provided, we talked about his name, we talked about his blood, we've talked about our covenant relationship with him and our words and how all those things go together, and speaking, finding out what Holy Spirit says about the situation, and then releasing that intentionally and by faith. One place where you can see all these elements come together is when it comes to the weather. Now, we are not those who believe in climate change. Okay.
Not at all.
Because it's ungodly and that's demonic. But what we do understand is that the adversary will try to infiltrate weather patterns to kill, steal, and destroy. Also, we understand that as God's beloved children, we have a right to have access to good weather where Amen. We are. So that's, there's always that element and that factor.
And,
oh, go ahead.
And to receive rain when that's what's needed.
Exactly. And that's what I mean by good weather. Whatever's okay. needed in the moment that you need it, whether it's a sunshiny day.
Let's do the full spectrum here. Right. Exactly.
exactly.
If you're in a place where there's drought, or because clearly that was also the thing with Elijah, right? Mm-hmm. It was used not just to say, hey, Lord, we need to get back in alignment with you. So we need a drought, right? That's what your word says. But then also at the end, he was like, okay, now it's time to pray for the rain because we need it.
Amen. And that absolutely, in Elijah's case, that was the Lord going, hey, Elijah,
mm-hmm.
Amen. Drought is coming, drought time. So I need you to go ahead and speak on this because I'm telling you to do that. And then when Amen. It was time for rain, he said, hey, Elijah, it's time for rain. And he confirmed to Elijah that Elijah was going to be the doorway that the rain would come through once God was satisfied with what was happening in the spiritual realm. So the weather is subject to the people of God, not the other way around. That's what the Lord was so surprised about. There was nothing that was going to hinder our Lord and Savior from crossing safely to the other side. No matter what the weatherman said, no matter what the disciples saw, no matter what the adversary wanted to do, it was not going to hinder him. So Christ had a bold stance in that, and it was not... It was not something that he was willing to acquiesce. So for you, sons and daughters of the Most High God, warriors of the Lord God Almighty, take your stance and your place regarding this. And this is also somewhere that you need to practice and increase your faith. We are told to exercise our faith, and that means
Amen.
Practice those muscles, strengthen them by lifting those weights or running or doing push-ups, whatever it is. Exercise your faith by using it with understanding. My love, did you have something you wanted to say?
I did. So I want to point this out because it's important, right? As you were saying, faith is a muscle, right? And let's exercise it, building it up, right? Mm-hmm. When you understand the authority you've been given over, right? We've been given dominion, power, authority mm-hmm. over everything.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus over everything on the earth, right? Mm-hmm. That includes the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also say, as you brought up, honey, about... when it's demonically influenced, mm-hmm. right? In both of these sections that we read for our springboard scriptures, right? In Matthew 8, but also in Luke. What follows this account or these accounts? Jesus casts out demons, or the demoniac is cured, right? Mm-hmm. So let's understand this in full, mm-hmm. right? For weather patterns and all the rest of it, right? You've been given authority. You've been given dominion to put on earth, right? And bring it into alignment, the Lord's will on earth as it is in heaven. Mm-hmm.
To make the earth line up with what God has already said in heaven.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And that's without being quote unquote confronted head on. Jesus did that in both of these circumstances, right? It's listed out, if you will, and Luke especially puts everything in not just the geographical order, but chronological order of what happened throughout Christ's ministry, right? So this is, the precursor to then now confronting and casting out demons and understanding your authority there.
Amen.
All right, this is, again, the boot camp portion, basic training, green team prep, of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are building up. So you see what's next, right? But again, we have to exercise our faith and build that up.
Amen. And in carrying that awareness within ourselves, remember we talked about how the Lord sends his warriors into a situation,
Amen.
Into a place, a territory, or a situation that we are able to connect the people that are there with the blessing and the power of God. So he expects us to carry this fully aware, well-rounded ability to assess the big picture and the other things that are going on, but also know our role that we are supposed to carry out in that place.
Amen. And also look at this like a territory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or stronghold or any of these other things. If you're, and you are, right? You're being trained up to be God's warriors.
Mm-hmm.
No one just gets to the target.
Just you just show up
and that's the first that's the first opposition or resistance you get to, right? There's a whole approach that's taken. And there are things along the way because, especially when you are entering into enemy-occupied territory,
mm-hmm.
it's not just a clear straight shot. You just drive up to the front door. And, mm-hmm. right, like there's things along the way that must be encountered and dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that here even as our Lord and Savior, Jesus mm-hmm. the Christ, is making his way towards the Gerasenes or the Gadarenes or, mm-hmm. or Decapolis in mm-hmm. order to confront Legion.
Mm-hmm. Which is not a big deal, by the way.
No, not at all. That's, but I'm just saying, it clearly was a stronghold that mm-hmm. the enemy had because the people in that area could not even pass through that area. Mm-hmm. Right? They avoided there because they were being attacked and all the rest of it. But so understand that in full.
Amen.
And Jesus was making his way and confronting things, the mm-hmm. adversary, along the way, also defeating the stronghold.
Amen. And so the weather pattern is a part of the territory that we're supposed to occupy. Now, Amen. Remember we talked about take the territory, the physical place and possession that's right in front of you. Don't try to run off to Africa and you live in Texas. Occupy what's right immediately around your house, your home, your work, et cetera, that directly pertains to you, that you know that God has given you authority over your children, your family, your finances, all of that stuff. But that includes the weather patterns where you are and where you're going to go. Because you, as the child of God, as God's warrior, the believer, you bring God on the scene and your dominion and authority supersedes when it comes to demonic activity, it supersedes everyone. And the devil does not have a right, whether there's a demonic person in the environment and they want that demon to be active. When you show up, it does not have a right because you have a superior placement in the kingdom of God when it comes to spiritual dominion in that arena. So be mindful and sure that you are not leaving this undone. And we'll, in the next episode, we'll talk about some examples of how to understand what you're seeing in the weather. And get discernment from the Holy Spirit, guidance from the Lord, so that you can handle it appropriately. But for this episode, I really just want to bring awareness to the fact that you should be aware Amen. And ready to act and deal with the weather. Say that
engaging.
The weather
engaging in what the Lord would have for you to engage in.
And submit it and subdue it. Bring Amen. It under the dominion of Jesus Christ. Because again, we're not subject to what the adversary wants to do. He's subject to us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. So as you are spending your time meditating with the Lord today, and you're thinking about the Word of God and the places that the Lord wants you to begin to grow your faith and increase in your skill and ability and the display of the dominion of Jesus Christ through you, make sure that you're putting this at the top of the list. If you watch the Weather Channel and they say it's going to be hailing and all that kind of stuff, you're not subject to that. You don't have to let your car get beat up just because the adversary wanted to bring hail into the area. Absolutely not. You bind that in the almighty name of Jesus and you rebuke them. The wind and the waves, just like we saw the Lord, right?
Right. Hurricanes, you bind that up. Tornadoes, whatever it is.
Exactly. Flooding rains, you are not subject to that. You don't have to get washed away. And I don't care if your neighbor is okay with getting washed away. What does it have to do with you? The neighbor will be blessed because you're there, because you are built and founded upon the rock, Jesus Christ. So you're not subject to those things. Those things are subject to you in the name of Jesus. So we'll get into this a little bit more detail, different scenarios and circumstances of how to understand what's going on behind it and getting wisdom from the Holy Spirit. But just wanted to give you this heads up and get you to start there. So let the Holy Spirit minister to you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for spending this time in the Word of God with us. We love you and we are praying for you. And remember to live your life in the Messiah's love. God bless you.
Want to know more about a day of prayer?
Sign up for our newsletter where you'll get the latest updates on the ministry,
inspiring messages, and coupon codes for the merch shop. Visit our website, adayofprayer.org.
Click on Connect in the menu bar and complete the form.
Be sure to check the box that says Subscribe.